Be it resolved. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is the time of the year when many make New Year's resolutions. Whether it be to exercise more or to lose weight, eat less, the intention is to improve the quality of life. That's the center of the process of making resolutions. 'Tis that season. And we all make them. Whether we keep them or not is another story altogether. So over the course of many, many years and many resolutions, the record probably stands as broken resolutions winning over those who have been kept. The good news is that the statistic is not recorded by most of us. The bad news is that if we did keep statistics on what we wanted to accomplish, we might get depressed. We might become really gloomy about the actual results. So, perhaps, just perhaps, making resolutions is not the way to go. Resolutions tend to be based on problems or correcting some sort of condition. When we look at any area of our lives, we can easily find something wrong. That's not a problem. Our human nature will always go for the hole rather than the donut. Too often we look for what's wrong. We're always trying to fix something. And the problem with that sort of approach is that we go to fix it without full information or understanding of what the problem is. Years ago, my mother was seeing a doctor for her cholesterol, and it was getting high, and she had to manage it. So the doctor prescribed a certain medication to control her cholesterol. And so she was a good patient, and she took the medication. And then the doctor thought that it would be a good idea to increase the medication because her numbers weren't going quite the way the doctor wanted. And so just because we know something doesn't mean we actually use the knowledge when it could be helpful. Just because we know something doesn't mean we actually use that knowledge. After several increases in dosages, my mother was becoming quite tired of this practice. She didn't like taking pills at all, but it seemed as if her pill regimen was growing and expanding. And then she remembered at one point she was a nutritionist. At one point in her career, this is what she actually did. In thinking back on that knowledge base that she had, she recalled the relationship between diet and other presenting issues. Once that light bulb went on for her, she became a fanatic about her diet. She read labels. She recorded what she was eating. She took note of what the content of different foods were. And if something slipped by her or she missed it physically, she would tell you that such and such a thing had too much sodium, or this other thing had too much sugar. She managed her condition to that point where she could actually feel the difference in the food content. Needless to say, after going on with this practice for a while, her medication dosage had to be changed. It had to be changed dramatically because there was a shift. The point of that story is that we don't realize that we sometimes embrace the problem just as it's presented rather than doing the work to fully understand the problem. For my mother, operating purely as a patient, cholesterol was a problem. Now, for my mother operating as a nutritionist, cholesterol was a manageable condition. In life, we really don't have problems. Let me say that again. In life, we really don't have problems. In life, all we have are conditions that require management. We need only to shift our context, our perspective from a problem-centered context and move that context to fully understanding what's going on, fully understanding what needs to happen, fully understanding what's operating, so that we can move to a management context and figure out what management issues need to be implemented. That context shift takes some practice. Easier said than done, but very doable, very manageable. After all, we live in a problem-based society and world. We have all been raised to figure out how to solve a problem rather than how to manage toward a desired goal. Problem solving is our predisposition, and it only makes it a logical next step that in a problem solving context within which we have been raised, naturally we will look for and find more problems. But shifting the context takes some work. Shifting our predisposed approach to life from a problem context really takes some digging down. And I would offer that we each have the capacity to make this shift, but we also need some time to step back, to give ourselves some latitude to make it happen. And just like Mother, she had all she needed to know prior to discovering her condition, but it wasn't until her condition presented itself. She went through the patient status and then shifted to what she knew, that the problem became a condition to manage. That's when things change dramatically. So, here are some considerations for you to consider in shifting that context. After all, this is now a new year, and it doesn't make sense to continue that which doesn't work and carry that into the next year. I would also suggest that you put away your resolutions from many years gone by that didn't work and consider instead a workable context for managing conditions, for managing your life, for managing your world. This must start, and it has to start, in a contrary place, in a place that we're not familiar with. And I would offer that you put aside your logic for a moment, because as we discussed, our logic has been conditioned to think of solving problems. And rather than solving problems, I would begin to have us think about managing conditions. So, I would like for you to think a moment about what problem or challenge you may have been facing anytime in the past. Take your pick. You went to a dear friend with that problem. With this friend, you had to talk to somebody to get off your chest, and that's who you went to. You know, someone who you can always rely on. Someone who's there for you. And as only this particular friend could do, they listened to each and every one of your words. They were there with you. They provided the space, the listening, the generosity for you to be heard. In that exchange, there was nothing about them at all. They were just a clear space for you to vent, for you to release, for you to share what was going on with you. They just allowed you to speak your mind. And upon reflection, I want you to think about, what was that like for you? After all was said and done, how did that feel? How did you feel? Were you lighter? Were you more clear-headed? Was your experience of that challenge different than it was prior to that conversation? Well, of course it was, because you had a safe space to rest and hit your own personal reset button to reset your personal compass. Once you got over your feelings of imposing on your friend or being an imposition, more than likely you felt closer to that friend than ever before. Their silence, their acceptance, their openness to you shifted your concern about what problem you had, and it shifted it to what needed to be managed. So here's the shift. Here's the gift. Here's the opportunity for this new year. Consider that in this new year, there are no problems. As we discussed, problems are a process that focus on the whole, what's wrong, rather than the donut, what's right or what's fulfilling or what's powerfully present in our lives. Further, problem-centered thinking can only see problems to solve. And there's no way you can arrive at a full understanding of what's going on in a problem context. Looking at and arriving at a complete understanding of what's going on, what the operating issues are, and clearing that out helps to shift the context. And here's the best part. We must remember that we have been born with all that we need to manage any situation in life. We have been born with all that we need to manage any situation in life. So give up the problem context. Approach this year choosing to operate from a context of understanding, managing conditions, and you will surprisingly discover that you're fulfilling on God's wish for each of us. And yes, this is my prayer for each of you, and that everyone has a glorious experience of life in this new year. God bless.